Welcome aboard. This is your captain speaking. Today's destination is love.
In this weird and wonderful world of tomorrow, we'll still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO. On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here on this rainy morning. And so this, you finally, if you're a frequent listener, thank you. But you've been following along with me. This is going to be the fourth and the last part of a series devoted to Lou Reed's biography, King of New York, from written by Will Hermé. And so what we did at the first show, we had music that Lou grew up listening to, a lot of doo-wop stuff, 50s stuff, the Shirelles and the, I don't know, other people. Shirelles is the first name that came to me. And then we focused on the second show on the Velvet Underground material, third show, his solo work. And then this one is going to be the last show. These are all the artists, or many artists, who were influenced by him. We're going to play quite a few covers of Lou Reed's work and the Velvet Underground stuff as well. And some other artists, not just who were influenced by him, but maybe his peers who were still influenced by him, even though they were his contemporary. And this would refer to our first song of the morning, written by David Bowie. This one is called Queen Bitch, which is about Lou Reed, which I did not really know. I had no idea. In fact, very surprised when I read that in the book King of New York. Lou Reed and David Bowie, of course, worked together on Lou Reed's Transformer and some other stuff. They had like a falling out, which was a drug-fueled, highly dramatic fight in a hotel somewhere in London, I think. And then, of course, they were together on Bowie's 50th, where they played four songs, and Bowie's covered Lou in a White Light, White Heat, I'm Waiting for the Man. I haven't decided if we're going to hear Bowie twice on this program, but at least this time, for sure, Queen Bitch. 1,000 Points of Light off of Hunky Dory, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Sweet-talking, night-walking games. Oh, she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames.
can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen that your laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading them on, and she'll lay them right down. Yes, she's leading them on, and she'll lay them right down. And it could have been me, yes, it could have been me. What didn't I say? What didn't I say? Now, she's a whistling and a shot and a tried. In the mouth, oh, the bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh, but I could do better than that. So I lay down a while and I gaze at my hotel wall. So I throw both his bags down the hall, and I'm phoning a cab, 'cause my stomach feels small. There's a taste in my mouth, and it don't taste at all. It could have been me, oh yeah, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? Now, she's so swishy in her satin and tad, in her frock, oh, the bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh, God, I like her too bad.
I've come to hate my body and all that it requires in this world. Candy said, I'm gonna watch the bluebirds fly over my shoulder. I'm gonna watch them pass me by. Maybe when I'm older, what do you think I'd see?
shame. We see people, brand new people. There's something to see. Night clubbing, we're night clubbing. Oh, isn't it wild?
First songs we ever wrote. Just where I'm going, but I'm gonna try for the kingdom if I can, because it makes me feel like I'm a man when I put up into my veins. And I tell you things aren't quite the same when I'm rushing on my run, and it shoots up the dropper's neck when I'm closing in on death. Yeah, I'm closing on death. Yeah, he's in our basement, mixing up the medicine, using government, mixing up the medicine, mixing up the poison we all swallow, mixing up the poison we have to swallow. I guess I just don't. Yeah.
I don't make big decisions, but I'm gonna try to nullify my life. 'Cause when the blood begins to flow, well, I really don't care anymore about all the gym gyms in this town. All the politicians making two bits of sounds. All the dead bodies piled up in mounds. And all the gym gyms running around. Oh, you see girls and all your sweet soul. You can all go take a walk. Or be whole. Inhibition, you'll be the death of me. Lack of compassion, be the death of me. 'Cause it's my wife, it's my wife. Well, what do you think? Is there a future in a home phone? Well, what do you think?
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO. That was kind of an abrupt ending there. That was Echo and the Bunnymen with a live version of Heroin from It's All Live Now, which is a live record of theirs I'm not familiar with. It's there. I always thought it was really ambitious to take on a song like Heroin and kind of reinterpret that. It's a bit, it's a lot. It's a lot to handle. It's not just like a little ditty you can kind of bang out or, you know, figure it out in an afternoon. Anyway, before that, Iggy Pop, Nightclubbing. Of course, Iggy with a huge friend of Lou Reed. Of course, there's a big famous picture of the two of them together with David Bowie, which is also in the book King of New York, the biography, which I've technically not quite finished yet, but I'm basically at the end. He hasn't died or anything yet. So actually, the part I'm reading now is all about how much money he's making licensing his music. It's kind of like, you know, the writer Will Hermé is kind of saying, well, it's kind of in keeping with Andy Warhol's, you know, ethos about how he made art, but would also kind of was appreciating the business aspect of it. So it's kind of like, yeah, using that kind of credo to inform how Lou Reed is making money off all his music now that he's in his 50s. Anyway, before that, Thalia Zadek with Candy Says, David Bowie's Queen Bitch, started things off from Hunky Dory. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here on this fourth and final installment of our Lou Reed King of New York series. This is all the music. A lot of covers of Lou Reed's material, and a lot of artists who were inspired by him or who he inspired, and also some of his contemporaries like this person, Van Morrison. This is Sweet Thing from Astral Weeks. Lou Reed had great respect for this record, so we're putting this one here into the playlist this morning. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. We'll be right back.
was strong and merry when jumped the hedges first. And I will drink the clear, clean water for the queen. And I'll show out the ferry boats and they'll get high on a blue ocean against tomorrow's sky. And I will never grow so old again. And I will walk and talk in gardens all wet. Shall take me strongly in your arms again. And I won't remember that I ever felt the pain. We shall walk and talk in gardens all misty wet, a misty wet with rain down. And I will never, never, never grow so old. Between the lines, and I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with rain. And I will never, ever, ever, ever grow so old again. Oh, oh, sweet rain.
Oh, We'll be right back.
1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. You know, I couldn't remember if that was when, I think that was when Patti Smith was inducted. Not, it would have been weird if it had been, if they had played that when Velvet Underground were inducted. In fact, I read in the book in King of New York, which is what we're doing here this morning, when they actually were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they did get together and play one final song at the ceremony. And this was before Sterling Morrison passed as well. Because I think he passed in maybe 96 or something like that. Before that, the Beatles' Day Tripper. The Feelies with I'm Waiting for the Man from a collection of Velvet Underground covers called Some Kind of Love, performing the music of the Velvet Underground. And we started things off with Van Morrison's Sweet Thing from Astral Weeks. So there's not a lot about the Beatles in this Lou Reed biography here, but he did call out a couple songs that he liked. And Day Tripper was one of them. And also of course, the Feelies. I think they opened for Lou Reed on one of his tours, I believe in the late 90s. And, you know, he and Patti Smith, of course, had a good relationship, both very New York-based artists. And Lou Reed's influence felt even today, as there are more contemporary artists who are even sharing him and talk about his influence, including Courtney Barnett. This is Three Packs a Day from the EP Good For You, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 meant for WMFO.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Have a look. She's
going to smile to make you frown. What a clown. Little boy, she's from the streets. Before you start, you're already beat. She's gone to play you for a fool. Yes, it's true. Everybody knows the things she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. Does everybody she does to please? She's just a little tease.
and left more space. Stayed kind of still, looked kind of shy, kind of far away, kind of dignified. How in the world were they making that sound? Velvet Underground. Well, you could look at that band and wonder where all that sound was coming from. With just four people there, twangy sounds of the cheapest types, sounds as stark as black and white stripes. Bold and brash, sharp and rude, like the heat's turned off and you're low on food. How in the world are they making that sound? Velvet Underground, like this. Tuck and Sally inside, she's cooking for the down five. She's staring at Miss Rayon, she's busy licking up her pusher's hand. I'm searching for my mainline. I said I could hit sideways. I said I could hit sideways. She does it just like Sister A said. All right. Cheapest kind, like guitar sale $29.99. Bold and brash, stark and still, like the heat's turned off and you can't pay the bill. How in the world are they making that sound? Velvet Underground. Both guitars got the first tone on, drummer standing upright, pounding along. A howl, a tone, a feedback whine, biker boys meet the college kind. How in the world are they making that sound? Velvet Underground. A wild, wild party when it starts to unwind. Close encounter of the thirdest kind. On the bandstand grooving, everybody moving. How in the world are they making that sound? Velvet Underground.
Come on, man, over the green beret. Be it.
All right, the Ramones with 53rd and 3rd from their debut self-titled 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Before that, Jonathan Richman with Velvet Underground from his I, Jonathan record, which the more I hear from that, the more I love it. It's just, it's funny, I didn't really get into Jonathan Richman until a few years ago, and I've been sort of like going back to his stuff repeatedly, and it's, every time I hear that song or one of his songs, I'm amazed at how good they are. Talking Heads, Love, Building on Fire from their Talking Heads 77 record, and it was Big Star covering Lou Reed, Femme Fatale from 3rd. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for joining me here on this fourth of four shows devoted to Lou Reed's biography, King of New York, written by Will Hermé. And so on this one, what we're doing is we're digging into the artists that I guess either inspired Lou or that he inspired, or straight up covers of his material, which we heard in that last set with Femme Fatale from Big Star, Alex Chilton. And so what's interesting about Jonathan Richman, getting back to him for a second, is that when the Velvet Underground were together, they were having trouble selling records. They were sort of not really exploding in terms of their popularity, but they did play here in Boston for a while. They kept coming back, I think, to one of the old, what's that old club, like Tea Party or something, and I don't know, it doesn't matter, it's long gone. But the point is that Jonathan Richman became a fan, and he saw them many, many, many times, like maybe 20 or 30 even. And he started to become, he actually opened for them once. One of his first live gigs was playing, I think he played two or three songs solo in front of a Velvet Underground crowd here in Boston. And his fandom is well known of the Velvet Underground, such that he wrote a song about it. And we heard that in the last set, and I thought that was really fascinating just to see that it's proof there that they... is that expression that Velvet Underground didn't really sell many records, but everybody who bought one actually started a band, and that would be supported by the fact that Jonathan Richman became a well-known artist and wrote a song about his enthusiasm for the group. Okay, let's go and move on to... You know, it's funny, whenever you read a biography like this, you wonder, you know, what does this person think about the other well-known artists at the time? We heard from the Beatles, now Bob Dylan. I think there was a healthy competition, is what I get out of the biography, between the two, even though obviously Bob Dylan's popularity is a lot greater still. And then in terms of songs that Lou Reed liked, one of them was this from I'll Keep It With Mine. Here's Bob Dylan, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Alcatraz to the Ninth Power.
No, that's not the name of it.
That's what you told me when you left.
I switched songs. This song is... Bank Account Blues.
Correct cue, Bank Account Blues. Take one, rolling.
You will search me at any cost, but how long, babe, can you search for what is not lost? Everybody will help you. Some people are very kind, but if I can save you any time, come on, give it to me. I'll keep it with mine. Help it if you might think I am odd if I say.